Carl, we'll come to your bowling exploits in a moment. It was a tough towards the end of day one. Are you back in this game now, end of day two?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. We obviously had a poor session yesterday evening, which kind of put us on the back foot after a pretty good day. I thought we'd probably get in 50 too many in that first innings. 200 would have been great. Then we let ourselves down a bit. But we're definitely back in it. We've given ourselves every opportunity. History shows that it shouldn't deteriorate too badly. And scoring's been pretty quick, so there's no reason why we can't knock those off.
You conceded 132 runs on the first innings. In the context of the way this game's moving forward rapidly, that did seem at that time to be quite a bit.
Yeah, it did. But it is pretty quick down the hill. And I still think if it's not in the right spot, there is definitely still something in there. But if you're slightly off, it's pretty easy to bat on. It's quite nicely paced. But if you get it right as a bowler, there is still something there.
I guess it was imperative you got them out quite quickly. 187. Thanks to you.
Yeah, I'm just doing my job at the end of the day. That's what we get paid for. Sounds easier than said sometimes. But the guys had a great attitude today. To turn around from yesterday's performance, it was great. I could feel it in the field, and it made you want to grab the ball and bowl, because you really felt like there were 11 guys on the field putting it all in today.
7 for 41. I know last week you said you wanted a bit more practice with the juke ball to get used to it. That would suggest that you've mastered it again.
Yeah, I was only judging that on a couple of warm-up games. I just think it's the intensity. Suddenly now that there's a bit of competition, you kind of put the game face on and get the work done. But yeah, it's coming out nicely. It's probably still not quite where I want to be. If I'm critical, I'd like to keep the run rate probably a bit tighter, but like I said, it has been pretty quick. The run rate's been pretty much 3.5s most of the game, so it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, you picked up the top five there. You've got that sort of indaka, and then that ball goes away. You've got that going again, just like we remember from 2014.
Your guess is as good as mine when it's coming. It's a lazy wrist sometimes, I suppose that's a difficult part. I just try to do the basics at the end of the day. And try and nick the guys off, get them LB, and that's my game. There's always something in these English wickets, and the guys behind the stumps are great. They can catch, and it's confident, a bit of confident boosting when you know you're going to find the edge and it's going to get snaffled. So,
You were so close to improving ever so slightly on your CB. I don't know if it was 8 for 47, you were 7 for 40 for 1. So that last wicket, if you'd have got it, would have just given you slightly better figures.
Yeah, I didn't really know, to be quite honest. Only at the top of my mark did Bergie remind me that I was on a 9 for, and I said, no, I'm not. And I kind of worked out in my head. So that doesn't really bother me. It would have been nice. But at the end of the day, it's putting it in for the team and getting the rewards and putting us back in a nice position.
Exciting last day ahead?
Yeah, last day.
Well, third day, yeah.
No, but you're right. Again, like we said, the way the run rate's going, it probably is going to be the last day. But it's up to us now to absorb the pressure, and it does get a bit easier as that ball gets softer. So the first hour, even give it the first session tomorrow, is going to be key. So let's hope we've turned the tide in our favour this game. But it's probably in the balance at the moment.
Brilliant. Thanks, Carl. Well done, Betty.
Thank you.
Well done,
Carl. Why did he change?